I really wanted to get those shoes. All my friends would be so impressed. Why wouldn't Mom get them?
Getting those shoes just to make yourself look good is a bad attitude to have. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Maybe you've tried to buy some certain clothes or get other things just so that you could look cool and popular. But spending money on things just to impress people really stops you from doing what's important, following God and learning more about Him. It's sort of like something Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 20. People who think they are better than others will be made humble, but people who humble themselves will be made great. And now, here's our story. It's called Heart and Soul. Timothy beamed as he picked up a shoe from the display table. "This is the kind I want, Mom." Mom looked doubtful. "They're the best," insisted Timothy. "All the guys are getting shoes like this. The ad on TV says the special soles reduce the pounding you get from the gym floor." Timothy imagined what his friends would say if he showed up at practice wearing these shoes. He looked at his mother hopefully, but she was moving away. "How about this one?" asked Mom, showing him a shoe similar to the one Timothy was holding. Tim made a face and shook his head. "Nobody buys that brand." Mom sighed in exasperation. "Timothy, I want you to buy shoes you like, but I'm not going to pay a lot of money just so you can have a certain brand."
"But I don't want any other shoes."
"Then you can just get along with your old ones," Mom said firmly, and she hurried him out of the store.
"Who was at the door?" Dad asked at dinner that night.
"It was Joey," Timothy said with a scowl. "He just came to show off his new skateboard. He just got one a few months ago, but he bought another one. He just got it to impress the guys. It's disgusting."
Mom looked surprised. "So we shouldn't buy things just to impress others?" Puzzled, Timothy shook his head.
"Of course not."
"But weren't you wanting to do the same thing when we were out shopping today?" asked Mom.
"Didn't you want a certain shoe brand just to impress other kids and build yourself up in the eyes of your friends?"
Timothy looked at the floor.
"Well, maybe."
Mom sighed.
"I understand the desire to want nice things, Timothy, but wanting things just to impress others isn't good. It makes you focus too much on possessions and how they make you look to other people instead of what really matters, a close relationship with God, which gives us the desire to serve Him and love others. People should know you by the way you treat them and show them God's love, not by the things you own. They should know you by your heart, not by your shoes."
So how about you? Do you want name brand clothing and other things everybody else seems to have? It's good to dress your best and look nice, but that shouldn't be your focus in your interactions with others. Popular items come and go, but the way you treat others will stay in their minds long after. Focus on showing others God's love instead of showing off, and others will take notice. Our key verse today is Matthew 23:12. It says, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Our key thought today: don't buy things just to impress others. You know, one of my favorite things to do every day is read the Keys for Kids stories. Now, if you like to read them too, now you can do that on your Nook or your Kindle. And there's more than just the stories. You can find all the activities too. Just grab your parents and go to keysforkids.org, then click on Shop. The Keys for Kids ebook is a great way to have story time with God every single day. Get the ebook at keysforkids.org and then click on Shop. Well, my name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids.